This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, let's get a real quick update on the 2025 CCA Texas Star Anglers Rodeo Tournament. Here's the leaderboard as it is right now. All right, the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. That's for a Ford truck, F-150, Haney Boat, Mercury Coastline Package. Right now, two tags have been received. Gary Merchant of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. They've got two tags secured there. And on the Blue Tag Division, that's for the Transport Boat, Mercury Coastline Package, Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams are confirmed tags turned in. That's five of them in the Blue Tag Division. And, you know, they've got 120 redfish swimming around in inshore waters. So hopefully we'll get some more tags in here before the tournament's over, Labor Day. So inshore division, sheephead leader, Eric Harper, 9 pounds, 10 ounces. Gafftop leader, 6 pounds, 14 ounces by Cherie Andrada of Crosby. And a new leader in the drum division, Black Drum, 15 pounds, 10 ounces by Jason Smith of Sour Lake. And the Haw Power out offshore division, looks like Kingfish. We got a new leader that picked up this week, a 51 pound, 4 ounce caught by Leslie Mabin of Groesbeck. Dorado leader, Cameron Hubner, 37.3, and Danielle Grunewald, Freeport, Texas, still hanging in there with a 56-pound, 15-ounce ling, and red snapper, Joseph Hansen, 25 pounds, 8 ounces. Sure like to see, you know, that may slide up upwards close to 30 pounds, maybe. They're out there. But anyway, that's your star tournament leaderboard update. And now let's run up to Lake Houston and check in with Mr. John Littleton, see what's up with him. John, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, good morning, sir. Oh, man, just sitting here listening to the show, drinking some coffee, and, you know, that's about it. Watch it. We get a little sprinkle up here this morning. My wipers are on kind of intermittent there.
Well, that's good.
You know, back and forth.
Well, I didn't.
So, yeah.
I missed that one on radar earlier. It must have been so light. Oh, I see a little bitty tiny one just went through across Lake Houston, matter of fact. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
I see
it. Yeah, I'm close to the lake right here. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, I need a little on my grass.
Everybody does.
I had to go out and turn my water sprinkler off of, you know, about a month ago. I mean, we were getting so much rain that plus the sprinkler, you know, it was getting too wet. So had to turn it back on this week, though.
I'll tell you, it doesn't take long to dry the earth out with these temperatures, man.
My God, Mickey, it is, oh, man. it's too hot to fish, almost. So, yeah.
Well, up y'all's way, it just gets, near 100 every day. At least here on the coast, we're a little cooler, 6-8 degrees cooler. And that makes a big difference. When you get in the 90s, low 90s are way better than high 90s. You can really feel the difference.
Yeah, we had a tournament last Saturday out at Lake Houston, and we had one of our good seasoned veteran anglers. He got sick,
Got too hot.
His partner had to take him to the bank and sit in the truck and, for about 30 minutes with the AC on, cool off, relax, eat him something. You know how it is, Mickey. You get out there, you get fishing, you I'll drink a bottle of water in a minute, and he went for a little while and didn't drink, and it's not good. You got to watch that.
It doesn't take long, man, especially if the sun's beating down on you. And I know it's weird to talk about, but if you go a long, long period of time out in the boat and don't urinate, you're not drinking enough fluids. You got to pull them down,
definitely. Yeah. Well, and also, too, we talk about it in all our safety stuff. You got to hydrate morning, noon, and night. Don't just think, I'll drink water, start about 10, 11 o'clock. No, that ain't going to work. And especially like with us fishing, when I know I'm going to fish, like I fished last Friday and Saturday, and man, about Wednesday, I'll start chugging water, to get your body hydrated.
Sure.
But fishing was good last weekend, Mickey. We had 20 teams fish, and I think there was 9 5 fish limits. I was up on by the scales. I actually helped a little bit, but I didn't do the whole thing, but there was some good quality fish, and we had a first time. He fished with one of our longtime partners. His regular partner couldn't fish, so he picked up a guy to come and fish with him, and he caught an 806. We had a big fish weighed in last week. That's a good one. For any lake, but especially that was our biggest fish of the year so far caught and weighed in, in a tournament. So,
right.
Even during the spawn, but heck, we didn't really have a good spawn this year, with all the water level fluctuation. So, that fish was beautiful. It was a beautiful fish, but, it was one of them deals. They only had one other fish, to go with that. But, he said, we fish from safe light till 3 o'clock. Then you got to be in line with your fish in a bag to weigh in by 3:30. And, he's fishing and makes a cast, and they're looking at the clock, and it's like 5 minutes till 3, and he catches that fish,
Wow.
So,
Heat of the day.
Yeah.
You never know.
Never know. And,
that used to happen to me a lot. We'd wade in the mornings or fish y'all out of the boat, and this time of year, and things would slow up, and then I'd move out deep. And I can't tell you how many times we caught big, big trout in the heat of the day, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was just so hot you couldn't bear it, and them big trout were biting like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. How many times you killed your biggest deer out, 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the day?
Yeah, that's right.
Or 2 o'clock.
Everybody else is back at the ranch eating breakfast, and you hear somebody go off, and they get a big one. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the fishing's been real good. We caught, we don't count our fish or whatever, but everybody was talking, and I know we caught at least 22, 25 fish.
Right.
We had a limit. We didn't have any big fish. We only had like 10 and a half pounds, and It took 14, little over 14 pounds to win, you know, five fish. Of course, you know, he didn't have that big fish, but, you know, there were some 13s, some 12s, you know, I mean, it was some good little bags for average
right.
Lake Houston, you know, fishing. And it seemed like most everybody's, you know, caught them on moving stuff, and they hadn't been doing that. You know, they hadn't been biting that moving bait.
Yeah.
But, you know, they wanted that, and it was just, you know, early, my partner's throwing a buzz bait, and I'm throwing a frog, and I'm just barely, you know, I'm popping that frog around some pads, and I was getting good blow-ups, and, you know, he wasn't on that buzz bait.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that kind of tells you, hey, slow down a little bit, you know.
Yeah, stop.
They're just
started.
Sitting on the...
Work it to get attention, get their attention, and then stop it, and hopefully they'll devour it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was telling him. I said, well, you call them up, I'll catch them on this
that's
frog,
it.
You know. Cause,
the buddy system.
And even you know, even I had some blow-ups, and, you know, no hookups, just blow-ups, you know.
Right.
He had his worm right there. We were fishing out of his boat, and he had his little Senko there tied on, and I'd have that blow up, and he'd throw over there, and he'd catch a fish. You know, they weren't keepers, but, you know, he'd catch them on that Senko throwing over there, you know, behind that blow up, because they're going to sit there for, you know, a few seconds after they blow up and miss it and go, what the heck happened? Where'd that frog go, you know?
Yeah.
But he would throw over there and catch it. You always got to have that follow-up bait. But no, everybody did good. There was, like I said, there were some other good, solid, you know, three and a half. I think second place big fish was a big four. I forget, you know, how much, but it was a good four-pounder, you know, and even on that Thursday night tournament, three fish was, I think they said 11.86 or something
right.
like that for
that
three
ain't bad.
Fish.
No.
I'll take that any day, you know. But it's, you know.
Well, with the stability in the weather and not much rainfall, is y'all's water starting to clean up somewhat?
It is. It is cleaning up pretty good. Man, that it's hot though, Mickey. I mean,
yeah.
We had 86, I think, around the start, and then it got up to 90.
Yeah,
you know,
I believe it.
You know, it that water is hot, and you know, we didn't have a whole lot of movement, you know, and so I think that's what, you know, I think that's what why those fish wanted that moving bait, you know.
Yeah.
Crankbait, spinnerbait, you know, stuff like that, chatterbait. You know, they wanted something moving, and I don't know. I don't particularly like to throw that, you know, unless I got some wind. I like a little wind when I'm throwing that spinnerbait and chatterbait and stuff like that. But
right.
Just very, very little of it. Of course, then you know, mid-morning, noon, we had boat traffic like crazy, you know, out there. So
yeah,
there was boats running.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And I, you know, there was a couple in boats in the area we were fishing, and they weren't close by us. You know, they were out, you know, quite a ways,
yeah.
And but they're like powered down, and you know, they were doing that wakeboarding without, you know, right behind the motor.
Yeah, those, you know, boats throw out some good wakes too, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were sitting there fishing a couple of times, and then all of a sudden, here comes this wave and just starts rocking us like crazy. And
yeah, if you're up on the bow running the trolling motor and don't prepare for that, it'll throw you out of the boat, man. You got to watch out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, where did that come from? You know, and then you look out there, and, oh, that's where it came from.
Weekend,
you know,
fishing.
But,
all right, man. Well, John,
yeah.
I got to run, buddy. Somebody wants to call you.
Okay.
Give them a number.
Sure, they can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a
John,
call.
John, have a good weekend, buddy. Take care.
Okay. Y'all later. Too, Mickey. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Man.
Bye.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. And they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Along with their bulk pricing, it's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. Check out their homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And check out their new Chuck Wagon patties, half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And while you're there, check out all their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and their dry sticks are really good. And while game processing, open year-round, they never close. And check out that new sausage recipe they have available for their wild game. You got to try it. Get you some deer tamales. Your family will love that you did. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City now. Let's check in with Dave Fremont this morning, see what's going on around the Texas City Dyke and Boyd's One Stop this morning. Morning, Dave. What's going on down that way, man?
Oh, good morning, Captain Mickey. It's kind of quiet this morning right out here on the Texas City Dyke. Some days I like it that way.
It's nice for a change. I bet it's calm out there on the dike this morning. I can't believe how calm it is all up and down the entire coast this morning. It's crazy.
It is, Mickey. It's it's a stark contrast to what we've experienced for a couple of months with the winds. But this morning, it's slick as glass on the water. There's no wind whatsoever right now at the moment as I speak. I just made my run out to the very end and making my way back. And the refineries, all the steam and everything is just going straight up, making nothing at all. And there's no ripples on the water. There's a few people out here fishing with under the lights. And as I drove by, I saw one fella. He was hooked up either on a nice fish or a nice rock. He had a good bend in the rod as I was going by. Either way, he had it looking good. But not a whole lot of activity going on this morning right now. I stopped by Boyd's before I made my run out to try to get a quick look at the bait situation. Sometimes the fellas say, hey, you talk too much, and by the time you're through talking, you give a bait report, and we're already wanting some bait. So I'll say right now that live shrimp is not too good right now, and there's not many of them in the tanks, but they'll have some shrimp boats out this morning, but it won't help the early birds. But there's plenty of croaker in the tanks. They're looking good.
And super slimy powerhouse croakers, baby.
They're slimy, and there's not a scale missing on any of them. I mean, they're ready to go. They're jumping out of the water. But anyway, so that's the deal on the last bait, real quick. Not too much as far as on the fishing front, as far as cleaning tables goes. Some folks have been coming in with their three trout and some sheephead showing up, some puppy drum. I knew that old drum wasn't going to hold in that star tournament that has been holding.
You know, we just talked about that last week, and you were right. Boom, 15-pounder just out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
your
a good
drum
one.
Tournament down there. What's the biggest slot you've seen weighed in down there?
You know, doggone, I wished I had a memory anymore, but I know that I knew that we busted 16 pounds, and I just can't remember. I'll have to look back on my records to see, but I know that we had some 16s in there, and those were just under the 30 inch mark.
Just under 30, yes, sir.
Yeah, but they were some healthy fish. But yeah, that's a good one. It still might get edged out, but that one there is good. There's some good fish entered in that tournament now. I sure there wouldn't is. Mind having a big chunk of that ling. That's a big ling that's in there as well. Man, what a fine slab of fish those rascals are.
Yeah, that snapper's 25-8. I mean, that's a good snap right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's shaping up to be a...
Look at that kingfish you got weighing in, 51-something. That's a monster. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. You ain't kidding. So some of them that's hitting that upper limit of where they're going to probably do well in that tournament. It's been a good one. And they get a few more of those tag redfish brought in, it'll round out to be a mighty fine star tournament. We got through our little old tournaments here. Things, as I mentioned, have quieted down. The Hall of Fame tournament passed. It was a good one. And then Tackle Time was an awful lot of fun as well. So when those pass, and you know, it's not long before we wind things down, the kiddos will be going back to school. And somewhere at the end of the tunnel, things will start cooling down. I hope so anyway. It's only 83 degrees right out here on the Texas City Dyke right now, Mickey, with these calm winds. Don't have any mosquitoes banging on the windshield, so that's kind of surprising with no wind blowing. And it's just a nice morning. It's going to be a pretty sunrise. We've got some overcast. You've already talked about the weather pretty well. It looked like things kind of fizzled out in terms of our chances of having any kind of precipitation, but we'll just have to kind of wait and see on that. This time of year, things can crop up in a hurry. You can
Yes.
You can have things looking pretty good, and the next thing you know, you got a puffy white cloud up there that's turned a little dark. And I've seen some a little bit of lightning flashes out in the Gulf as I was making my way out here. Seems to be way off in the distance, though, and a little bit of snap, crackle, and pop in the on the radio. But I just don't I don't see too much right now in terms
of there's
something
two works. Little old red and yellow ones straight out from Bolivar right now. It just kinda,
that might have been
kind of built up. They're out, look, yeah. 20 miles maybe. I don't know. It's hard to tell on this radar how far they are off the coastline, but they just built up.
It'll we'll get a little low shower that might feed help the grass out a little bit. We'll see, but my goodness, we've had an awful lot of fresh water coming down from the river, so we could do without any of those torrential downpours. Get the salinity back up and get things kind of lined out on the live bait front and the bay salinity. But it's all gonna work out just fine. I think it'll all work out. It's just been nice and quiet and not a whole lot to report. Sand trout has been kind of slim, Mick. You know, we just don't. I hate to cry and moan all the time, but I'm 70 years old and I've earned that right.
yeah, you have.
Yeah. What do you mean I have? You have too.
Well, you probably more than me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I heard you mention a while ago, what was it? Oh, man, you said something about you was worried about you didn't want to be in the 2 minute
fourth,
warning of the
quarter. As long as I'm not in that 2 minute warning, you got that right, man.
Well, I busted out laughing on that, and then I got thinking, wait a minute, what are you laughing about? You're in overtime right now, old man. That's all right. We're still here, Mickey. That's all I'm gonna say. We're still here.
You never know, man. It's different on everybody. You know, some people live longer than others, and no matter how they take care of themselves, and I mean, man, I've not taken good care of myself my entire life, and it's safe to say I probably won't end up in a nursing home, hanging on into my 90s and all that. I don't want to go there. I just that's just not me, man.
I know we're gonna, you know, we gotta take what we're given, but we got our hopes that that we don't have to ride it out that way. But we'll, in the meantime, we'll try
all
to.
My health,
in the meantime,
that
we'll try to
bit the bullet. You know, it's hard to believe. Going, man, I thought I'd never outlive that guy. Big health nut like that, and he's gone, been gone. Crazy.
Yep, it is. We'll see how it all works out. In the meantime, we'll try to take care of the ones that are having the problems, and some of the ones that are in the nursing homes and such. It's a sad situation, but in the meantime, we'll just keep on trucking, Mickey.
That's it.
Let's see what we got.
Well,
I can tell you that that things have been okay at Boyd's One Stop. Just trying to keep things shaking, keep the customers coming, try to keep a few of them happy. We've got that food trailer that Jason opened up over there in Santa Fe on the property that we normally are serving.
That's been a big hit, hasn't it?
It started off pretty good so far, Mickey, and it's improved. Just got an awful lot of support from the folks over in the Santa Fe area, and that's a big area. You know, it encompasses what used to be out in the middle of nowhere, but now it's out in the middle of everywhere.
It's almost like a metropolis.
A metropolis of Highway 6. Highway 6 in the sticks. But it's been doing really well, and the fellow that we've got that's cranking out that good grub, Jorge, he comes up with some exciting dishes. The folks really like it. He's got some stuffed flounder entrees and just a wide variety of things. You know, that son of a gun sent me a picture yesterday and said, hey, we've got a nice a buffalo burger we're doing today. And I went, what? But yeah, he picked up a buffalo burger, and I'm going to have to try that rascal out and see it. Yeah. See just how that
goes. Let me know how that works out. I might have to make the drive.
We'll see how it works out. But anyway, the it's going good. The grill right next door to the store in Texas City, they're cranking out some good groceries as well. Even Mickey last night told me that we may very well have a few sacks of live crawfish to cook up for the customers.
Really?
We're still getting a few sacks of crawfish.
That's
so
crazy.
As long as he's got people that are asking for it, and if he's providers over there, some of the farmers are still doing a little. Some of these may even be river crawfish, Mickey. I don't know the ins and outs, but anyway, a couple of sacks of crawfish may be cooked at the grill and also maybe out in Santa Fe. Stay tuned on Facebook for that, and if I hear something, I will be putting that on Facebook, and looking forward to doing it.
But it's, all right, buddy. Sounds like a winner.
Thank you.
Throw out that
Thank
number,
you,
boy, if somebody wants to give them a call and check in on some product.
409-945-4001. Y'all were talking about not being able to remember your own numbers. I can't remember mine, but I've got that one tattooed in my brain. So
exactly.
That's the one to call. But, Mickey, thank you very much.
A million times. All right, brother.
I know you have.
Dave, you have a good weekend. Always a pleasure, my friend. You be safe out there.
Thank you, Mickey. I really appreciate it. We'll see you next Friday.
Later, man. All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Final segment already. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run down San Leon Way or wherever he happens to be. We always find him, though. He can run, but he can't hide. Captain Steve Hillman. Hillman, what's happening?
Oh, just going down this bumpy little road here. My dadgum. Every little bump I hit, my radio goes off. I need a new truck. I need a new everything, really.
Nah, man. I like that old truck still looks good. I was looking at it the other day when we went fishing. I said, man, you've taken care of that booger.
I do. Or,
you do. Just like an old whaler of yours, it's always tip-top shape, baby.
Yeah, you try to keep it from looking like a crabber boat or a gar rig for your clients. So.
Well.
No, hopefully we can get in a few hours. These forecasts will scare the hell out of you if you look at them.
Oh, man, don't you love all the doom and gloom?
Bumped it up to 80%. I've seen some lightning.
Yeah, there's a couple of them built up off the Bolivar Coast over there.
Oh, really?
You know, kind of
on the beach side?
Yeah, kind of a little bit east of the North Jetty out there. So keep an eye over there.
Well, last time I looked, it was calm.
It is calm, believe it or not.
Well, you know, my fishing's been back and forth. Honestly, it's like every other day is really good. And there's been some other variables in there, wind, boats, things like that. But as a general rule, every other day has been decent, but like Sunday was the worst trip I've had in years.
It happened.
Long, long, long time. And it was, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. And I've been skunked five times, maybe six times in 20 something years. And now granted, we came in at like 10:30, all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
We never caught a keeper, but the guys were ready to pull the plug. And of course I wasn't, you know me, I want to stay out there. Especially if I'm sitting on a goose egg, but
yeah, you want to get them.
15 or 16 little ones is all we caught and lost a couple of keepers. But, man, that was a tough one to swallow on Sunday. And then, I had Bert Armstrong and his little boy, Reef. Reef's 13 years old, and he can fish circles around most adults.
Fishing machine, man. I know. These little kids are something else, aren't they?
Dude, he had six or seven nice trout before Bert and I caught the first one. But that was a really, really good morning of fishing. That was just really easy. Monday was. And then Tuesday I didn't fish. Then Wednesday I had a couple of guys, Stephen and Nathan, who had fished me on and off for the last 6 or 7 years. We always wade fish. We've never drifted. And tide was kind of low. It was dead calm. So we brought our wading gear, but we never jumped out of the boat. We hopped around the bay, caught a lot of trout, a lot of really good trout, up to 5 pounds. And then went red fishing. I think we hooked 6 reds, landed 4. 3 were in the slot, up to 27 inches, caught a nice flounder. Everything we did
right
on Wednesday was perfect. I mean, it was the night and day opposite of that one day I had earlier in the week. And
And then today's Friday. So, yeah, yesterday, I told you it's every other day deal. Yesterday got slow again for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, we caught fish. We did good, but it wasn't lock and load. But a lot of it, man, now, I've said it numerous times recent weeks, a lot of stuff that I was fishing and even some of the newer stuff, because I was forced to go find some other stuff. Of course, you know, I'm always looking around even after we have a good morning of fishing. A lot of times, especially if I have just a couple of guys, I'll go kind of, you know, scouting, and they may not know it, but that's what I'm doing. And I found some really good stuff, like really, really good stuff. And man, yesterday we were sitting on it, and it's to the point now where, remember a couple of years ago, fishing got so tough in the summer, and you're constantly looking over your shoulder and like, who's that? Who's that? You know?
That's
the way dogger. It is. It's crazy. And that's the way it is for me now. And it's probably just, you know, PTSD from those couple of years there, so I'm looking, we're fishing. At this point, I'm not even concentrating. I mean, Colin's catching them good. And Mark, the old guy's been fishing me on and off for years. He's sitting there, he's catching a few, and I'm looking around for boats, and I'm like, man, somebody's going to get us here. And sure enough, there's a boat coming from way off in the distance.
He's coming
our direction. And I said, y'all reeling, man. So we left, and this is a true story. What I'm fixing to tell you is true. And people have no shame. We left, and I idled out of there. I never, even if I'm not fishing a spot again, I'm not going to just, you know, push the throttle through the floor. Yeah. And then I idle out of there, get on plane, and I'm about, I don't know, man, 200 yards from that spot. And that boat, it was a boat with a couple of guys, and they slowed down, and they eased in there, and I watched them stop, and I guarantee you they punched the numbers, and then they started fishing. So that one's done, that spot's done, but that's kind of been the way it's been in recent weeks. And I guess overall, because of the time of summer we're in, fishing is not as easy every day as it has been, and people, I've never seen grown men lose their mind over a wormy ass little speckled trout so much in my life. It's crazy. It really is. I mean, it's a fish. It's not that deep, really. You know, it's just, it's crazy. I mean,
no,
to
it's
the
not
point
rocket where, science. And I know I've been doing this a long time, and I've just seen people just, it's their whole life. It's their, everything revolves around it. And, you know, I mean, I took it serious too when I was really at it and hitting it hard.
Well,
but
of course, I
left it out there, man. I had another life other than that. You know, I had other things to do. You know, I had other hobbies and, you know, little league baseball to take care of kids and other things in my life other than just that. And but some people just get so consumed with it. It just
it's just that they've been the unwritten rules all the time now.
Yes, you know,
whole instant gratification thing. No one wants to work for anything anymore. It's just crazy. But anyway, enough of that.
Go home and beat your chest, and I got them. I always get them.
Yeah, sorry for the belly aching. It's gotten a little frustrating lately. But
humble pie tastes pretty good sometimes. You got to try it.
But as far as the pattern, and I told you this last week, we're catching, man, 95% of our trout deep, either on deep structure or maybe somewhat shallow water, near deep water.
That's it. You know, that's what we just talked about the other day was, you know, you can catch them shallow right now, but it's always near deeper water access where the currents are cooler when the tide's moving. That makes all the difference in the world right now.
Yeah, and one of those spots where we caught most of our fish yesterday, it was almost 9 feet deep. Well, part of it is over 9 feet.
I believe
it. And even though we were in deep water, and the water temp wasn't as hot yesterday as I thought it was going to be. It was like 86, 87. I think the day before we saw it hit 89. Mm. But
But even though we're in that deep water with that bath water we're fishing in, like Colin was reeling in and his worm was near the surface. He's 10 yards from the boat. And we're just sitting there bumping our gums, you know, I was talking about this and that.
Yeah.
And I see this swirl, and then I see his rod load up, his line got tight. And he's still talking. I said, Colin, you got a fish. And that fish ate his worm on the surface, like right by the boat, 9 foot of water. So just because we're deep doesn't – all these fish are not on the bottom. They're not. And now one day they were. I forget maybe the day – yeah, when me and Bert and Reef were out there Monday, they were close to the bottom. But every day is different. A lot of it has to do with the tide, you know, how hard the tide's running. And, and if you're able to get, you know, where, like you said, where there's some cool water coming in maybe from the Gulf or something like that with good oxygen.
Or just even out of the ship channel or whatever, the bottom, you know, that deeper water column's way cooler. I mean, just, if you don't believe me, jump out of the boat and swim down to the bottom and feel the difference.
You get
about halfway down.
Yeah.
And those currents, you know, stir that up and bring it up, especially on flats and towheads and things like that. But did you see that picture of that barracuda caught off of 61st Street Pier yesterday? Somebody caught a barracuda.
I saw it, Mickey. I don't think that was caught there. That thing was – it had fogged up eyes. Those must be my guys. They look dazed and confused. They're sitting here just looking at me. I got new people today. Some of my brownstones.
Dazed people, and confused.
But hopefully they're not listening to the show. But
they're all right.
I get mad at me. But yeah, I don't think that barracuda, I don't know. I just don't see that being caught here. He was standing there. It looked like it had a gaff mark in it.
I mean, they put it on social media, so that's why I brought it up. But you know, weird stuff you see. And look at that booby bird Blaine and I saw the other day. One other time I've seen a booby in our bay system, and it was, man, I don't know, 20 years ago, you know, at Willie's Head Island off Smith Point, and this was by an islands. He was sitting in the water with other seagulls. We're running. I'm going, man, that's a big old gull up there. We get about 100 yards closer to it. And I said, man, it looks like a goose. Well, it got up and flew across the boat, and Blaine goes, my God, that's the prettiest bird I've ever seen, and it was a brown booby.
Wow.
That's a pelagic bird. They live offshore. You don't hardly ever hear about them inland, especially in Texas.
Yeah. We saw some booby bird yesterday.
That made the day, you know, seeing
that. That's awesome. No, that's cool. It's weird, though, how, like all these flamingos that we're seeing this year.
Yeah, you saw that. You sent me that picture of those flamingos you took a picture of. You waited up, too, to get a good shot of them. Then I saw that brown booby. I'm going, man, things are different this year for some reason.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It is. But
I know so you laugh when I say brown booby, but, I mean, that's the name of the bird, a booby.
Oh, I know.
They come from the Galapagos Islands.
Damn, you've done your bird research.
I went straight home and did some research on it because, I mean, that's I'm not a bird watcher or anything. I enjoy my birds and everything and try to know as many of them as I can, but that was a cool bird. It was cool looking.
Yeah, that is cool.
They got big old giant web feet like a duck, you know?
Yeah. That's neat. Sounds like y'all had a good day of fishing the other day.
We did. Blaine lit him up yesterday. He had a gut pile.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He had his drum and a bunch of reds, a bunch of trout. I said he had a good trip.
Man, that's awesome. I might have to go find him today.
Yeah, I'll send you some GPS coordinates.
Yeah,
I got him locked in.
Numbers. Yeah. Send me some numbers. But
I popped all his spots the other day. I'll give them out to you.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
It's all the same stuff. He and I have been fishing 45 years, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
That was fun.
No, I think. Oh, I bet it was. I bet. I like old Eddie, too. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, they don't come any better than old Tucker, man. We all went to school together all those years in Baytown, and good people. Fun guys.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Real pros.
Yep. But now color has been all over the board.
Almost yeah, it has.
Almost all plastics this week. Bert and Reef caught most of theirs on like a bone diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And I only have a few packs of those assassins left. Matter of fact, I went through about half of them yesterday. But it's crazy. I just got a big order in, and I've already burned through most everything.
Right.
But that was a good color that day. And then Wednesday with Steven and them, almost everything on some variation of plum.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, honestly, I really, and I say this a lot, I think it's the Indian more than it is the arrow.
It is. We've seen that forever. You know, it's yeah. all about presentations, everything, and being on the fish is everything.
Yeah.
I got to be on the break, man. I'm already out of time. That went by quick. Plus, you need to go find the Dazed and Confused guys and make sure they're.
They weren't my guys. There was five of them. There was five.
All right, buddy.
Suburban, so thank God they're not my guys. I only have two.
Well, if somebody wants to call you about making a trip in Galveston Bay, Steve, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
All right, 409-256-7937.
All right, save a few for seed now.
I'm saving plenty, believe me.
I know you are. You like to catch and release them like me. All right, brother. You have a good day, right. Steve. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Mickey Hardy.
Later. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.